the experience of making the mural was a vital one. It brought me into close contact with the Caribbean community of London. It introduced me to things such as carnival. It introduced me to Rastafarian thinking. It introduced me to black politics, local politics. I met Lyndon Kwesi Johnson, and I met politicians such as Poorteng, who became Britain's first ambassador to South Africa when after the Nelson Mandela government came into power. So it was an exceptional period, but it was also satisfying as an arts project, the fact that I had made a design that encompassed all the discussions and sentiments of all the various people we had spoken to in the area, the guys who stood on the street, the community leaders in the town halls, the people at the health and sports center, the carnival band groups, the local police, the church people. All of their ideas were somehow touched on, and I thought initially this would be an impossible task because there was too many things, but somehow we managed to get a bit of all of that into the design. And we made no change. Once the design was fixed, I don't think we made changes at all. There may have been a color change, but not an actual change to the design of the images. Everything remained as is.